got some races coming up, political races, and we've got a couple in Racine because the even aldermen are up for re-election. Even and odd. It's like the old, when you get the, when they had the gas shortage, even and odd license plates, something like that. And running in the 12th district, you want to challenge the incumbent in the 12th district, is Rocco DeMarc. And thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And I ask everybody who runs for office, why do you want to do it? I don't see the upside to it. Maybe I'm just missing it. Maybe you can tell me.
Well, I never really thought about running 100%. The reason why I want to run is because I want the community to have more of a community engagement, and I want more development into the community, especially when it comes down to the roads. I mean, I live down the street from here, and I agree with you. The roads are pretty bad. I mean, for weeks, it's just ice. There's a couple times where I had to stop, and I was sliding right past the stop sign.
I got news for you. I go out there all the time, just get some fresh air in between some of the breaks. Nobody stops at that stop sign at Victory Avenue. They go blow right through it, or they make an attempt. You see the brake lights come on, but they just cruise right through it. I think it's a matter of time before someone gets, you know, hit. They're not going to get killed, but they could, you know, they can have a car accident there because I see it all the time.
Oh, yeah. I have a couch that faces a picture window, and I see it all the time. It's like I always have like an inner like bet to myself, like, are they going to stop or are they going to keep going? So
see, most people watch Netflix. You watch the stop sign.
Well, I mean, I do have Netflix going on in the background. I just see them go right past. So it's just.
You tell your friends, hey, come on over. We're going to watch the stop sign tonight. Come on. Let's place bets. How many people are going to run through it? Come on, right now. Place your bets. I understand there are a lot of streets. There are limited snow plows. You got us plowed where the most cars are. And Victory Avenue is not a major thoroughfare. I get all that. See, I live on Main Street, so I'm constantly being plowed, which adds its, you know, drawdown, too, because now you plow the street, shovel your driveway, plow truck comes by. It comes by again. And I understand it. I get it. You know, it's annoying, but I get it. So where are you from originally?
I'm born and raised here in Racine.
A local yokel. Look at that. All right. You ever do much traveling outside Racine?
Oh, yeah. 2017, I did go to Italy, and my grandma actually came from Hungary in 1956. So there's been several times where I met my family in Hungary in Totifol.
Oh, look at you. World traveler. Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
Park High School.
Panthers. Right. Park Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Go, go, go. Rah, rah, rah. All right. That's pretty good. And did you go to college at all?
I went to the local college, Gateway Technical College.
Well, you did everything local.
Oh, yeah. I love Racine. That's the thing.
Yeah, okay. So what did you study in college?
I was going for an HVAC associate, but then I received my boiler license, which then I started working at Racine Unified.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's how you get HVAC. It's like air conditioning and all that kind of stuff, right?
Heating, air, and conditioning.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Although, so that's where you work now at the Racine Unified.
Yeah. I'm one of the maintenance people. I'm actually the head engineer at Gerstad Agerholm.
Well, so, and that's, you got to use your college degree for that, or college education.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I majored in geology in college. Did me no good in life, but I love studying it. And I've been doing this ever since. But I love the study of geology. So I went to Hofstra University, which, by the way, is in the NCAA tournament playing Alabama this weekend. Go Hofstra, the Flying Dutchman. And so, okay, well, that's good. All right. So what's wrong with the 12th district that you want to fix?
Well, the thing is, it's mostly the community engagement, you know, doing doors. I keep hearing from people, I don't know who my alderman is, and there isn't any like engagement with the community. And I've been in this area for about 6 years. I moved in back in 21. I used to live by Douglas Terrace on the north side, and then over by Knapp growing up. And I remember being on over by Knapp, and there was always some kind of community involvement with the alderman over there. But I never really hear anything in this district. And that's the thing. That I feel like we need some type of, like, listening session. Not listening session, but, you know, like, where the alderman lets everyone know, like, what's going on with the city. And I haven't really heard that. So I would love to have the community come together and talk about issues that, you know, bothers them.
Okay. And do you see anything going wrong in this district that you want to fix right away?
Well, development, really.
Mm. Now, where, for people who know, the 12th District goes where? Do you know the boundaries of it offhand?
Oh, yeah. So it goes all the way out to, I think the furthest point is Panera's, Kinsey, and over by Lathrop. Those are the boundaries. We have like a school, Starbuck Middle or Complex now.
Rocco DeMarco, our guest this morning. He is running for the 12th Alder District here in Racine. The election is April 7th. I'm so confused on these dates because there are primaries coming up for other offices in August and a general election, and I get so confused. I'm lucky I can remember my birthday and Groundhog Day. If I remember those, I think I'm okay. I didn't know that DeMarco's Bar is was a family bar.
Yeah, it was my grandpa's bar.
Yeah. Yep. Is that on Douglas?
No, it's on Albert and North Memorial.
Yeah, then North Memorial. Yeah. Yep. DeMarco's Bar. I didn't know that was you. So there you go. You got a direct tie to Racine.
A little bit.
Forever. Okay. It'll always be known. Okay, so let's talk about, you were telling me, we were discussing during the commercial break there, a lot of empty lots, and you want some development now. Sturdivant just lost a couple of businesses recently.
They did.
And I'm sure you would like to bring business to Racine because we have some beautiful empty lots right on the lakefront. I mean, where the Walker Manufacturing used to be, it's just sitting there, and the rabbits and the groundhogs are running all around there. I'm sure we'd like to do something with it. So give us some plans that you have. Where would you like to bring economic development?
Well, I think the city needs to do a little bit more reinvestment into the community when it comes down to that. You know, I know that the city knocked down a couple houses, and we need to put houses back in those lots to have more people come to Racine. Racine is a beautiful place. I mean, we have the lake. We have the cleanest waters. We're rated number one when it comes down to drinking water. Our beaches are fantastic. I mean, you go down to Kenosha or Milwaukee or surrounding areas, we have sand. The other places have rocks. And I'd rather have sand than rocks.
Well, and, you know, we former mayor John Dickard now deals with water and so forth. And he always is touting that. He said, this is the best water.
Oh, yeah.
Best drinking water.
I know, and he left his position to do something with the water of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And he is so pro, well, you have to be pro water because you got to drink it to survive. But yeah, he has said tap water is the best. So my wife fills up her water, just big water jug. We go down to Petrified Springs and she fills it up with that aquifer water, which I don't like it. But he also says that's good water. It's natural water from the aquifer. And she drinks it all. That's all she drinks. And I don't know, she's alive.
Yeah, I know a few people that actually do that. So
yeah, they fill up the big jugs. It's free. You go down there and you bring your containers and you can fill up all you want. There's no end to it that I know of. So that's good. Okay, so you're running in the 12th District. Give a pitch to people. Why should they vote for you? Now, your opponent is Henry Perez. He's been there many, many years.
Yes.
In his position. Why change?
Well, I think the problem with what's going on right now is there's such a disconnect between the citizen and common council. Right now, all the Alder seats are being contested. And that shows how much people are very jaded with what's going on. I want to get in. I want to bring the community together. I want to do the people's work. I want the city to thrive. I want people to eat, play, and grow here. And I wanted to attract more people to this community. You know, with the rail system that is in talks right now between Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee.
That's been in talks now since I moved to Wisconsin in 1980.
Oh, I remember since I was a kid hearing that. And so it's just so... I feel like that would bring so many more jobs, so many more people to the community. I mean, you have people living in or working in Chicago, and you know they're commuting from Wisconsin to Chicago. I think if we expand that a little bit more up to Racine, we can grow the city and do more with what we have.
You like to have those, what do they call those, town hall meetings? Are you a big fan of those?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a very good way of bringing the community together because the people need to be heard. That's the thing. And when the people aren't being heard, you know, the leaders don't know how to do things. They just do whatever they want.
Town hall meetings, I don't think they're, I mean, they go back, you know, to the founding of this country, but I don't remember them up until the last decade or so. I don't remember going to town hall meetings, but all of a sudden it became a big thing where people can voice their opinions. Sometimes people are a little loud at those things, but hey, people have gripes and, you know, they want to be heard and not everybody is in control of their temper. But at least you get to know what people are thinking.
Hey, there's one senator that I remember that would always have a town hall on Thursday outside of Wisconsin. And I thought that was a great thing because, you know, not just to isolate yourself in one little area, you're listening to everyone in the whole country. So I think community engagement is the number one thing that we need.
Have you talked to any of, well, you door knocking, right? You went door to door?
I have.
Yeah. What's the biggest complaint? Did you hear people complain about anything?
Well, it's mostly roads and trash. You know, that's the thing.
People are, you know, that's the thing about garbage. We had a guy who lived across the street from me. He was in his 90s, and I didn't put my trash can out till his was out. Everybody in the neighborhood looked for Dave. When Dave puts his garbage can out, that's when I'm putting mine out, because he was the guy. He always kept track of the garbage. Garbage was his life. This is how I'm going. And so we did that. Then he passed away, and I became the person they started looking forward to. When Don puts his garbage, why put my garbage? But the city's got that thing now on your phone. They text you when it's time to put your garbage out.
Yeah, the app. And I've told everyone to download the app because that is like a saving grace with what's going on. You know, surrounding communities, they don't have what we have. And it just doesn't make really much sense to, you know, have a holiday and then now your whole entire routine is all screwed up.
Well, they never used to do that. They had it when it was on Tuesdays. It was on Tuesdays for life.
Oh, yeah.
Now, every holiday, they, you know, move it around. The other day, came up with a snow emergency was on there, and I live on a main arterial street, and it was get your cars off the street for the next 2 days, and a lot of people didn't. I saw the cop cars, saw the lights flashing out my window, and they were ticketing or whatever they were doing, getting these cars off the street. And I said, how do people know if there's a snow emergency? I mean, if they don't have a newspaper, listen to the radio, and they don't have that app, how are they supposed to know? Nobody comes knocking on their door. So the only thing I could think of is when you see it snowing outside, you know something's up. Call the city. They'll tell you. Everybody's got a phone or connection to the city in some way or another.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how people know that.
I mean, it's a difficult one because not a lot of people are very in tune when it comes down to that. I think the app is a great thing. But
it's not an app. It's just it's a text thing they give me.
Yeah.
They text me the garbage every week and when there's a snow emergency.
There's also an app that the city has where it tells you like all the holiday.
Well, I get that when I pay my taxes, they give you that sheet in the mail and with all the holidays on it. So I got that. But every time there's a garbage pickup at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can tell it what time to text you. I got 4 o'clock. Don, pack up your garbage, take it out to the curb. Come on. And I do it. And it's a good little service app because it reminds me it's garbage day. Everybody loves talking about garbage. What was the other thing you said? Garbage and
roads.
Roads.
Yes, roads.
I know this isn't your problem, but when Melissa Caprillion was in here, she's on the county board. I said, we got to talk about Spring Street. That thing is a mess. I'm either going to pop a kidney or an axle on Spring Street. I don't know which is going to come out first. And now they got those barrels there. It's like a slalom going down Spring Street. I know they're doing work. I understand. I get all that stuff. But the street itself is in pretty bad shape. I mean, bump, going down Spring Street by Highway 31. All right, I'm going to give you a free commercial. Normally, we charge for this stuff, but I'm going to give you a free pitch here. You got 30 seconds. Go tell the people why they should vote for Rocco DeMarc.
I think that as an alderman, I want, like I've been saying throughout this whole interview, I want more community engagement. I want more reinvestment into the city so then we can bring in more businesses and more people into the community. We need to rehab the buildings that we have. We're seeing more landlocked than anything else. So we have to do what we have. And I think that in order for Racine to thrive, I think we need a change.
Okay, there you go. Rocco DeMarc's on the ballot for the 12th Aldermanic District. The election is April 7th.
And also, I want to bring this up too. Early voting starts March 24th. So you can go to your the city hall and vote over there on March 24th.
My wife and I like to vote on election day. It's just something about being election day. My mother, I used to bring for early voting because she was in a wheelchair at the end. But I like election day. It's kind of exciting.
When my grandma was alive, I used to take her all the time to the polling places. Elections to me is very close to me because my grandma came from Hungary and she was under communist rule, and she was always saying, you know, you got one thing in this country, that's vote. Vote and you can complain. If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Oh, that's right. You can vote and complain. That's two things you can't do over there, can you?
No.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Good luck, Rocco DeMarc. Running for the 12th Aldermanic District. The election is April 7th. Early voting is March
24th.
Okay.